All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. I've been told we have notable quotables from Comerica Park. David Rieger came running in. David, please, let me hear this. I'll keep an open mind.
He sure did come running in. Sprinting. I'm like, dude. Relax. No, I do have a quote here from Tucker Barnhart. Said the clubhouse is loose, upbeat, ping pong tournament ongoing. Said yesterday was more of a round table than a meeting. We were just talking. It was chill. It was just kind of checking in with everybody. There was zero angst or anything like that.
Yeah, we're just kicking it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what everybody does if after 13-0 loss.
If there were a clubhouse playing ping pong, quote, and talking through things, and we're loose, I think it would be the Braves who've won 14 in a row. Second of all, why is anyone, why is Tucker Barnhart the team rep? He's a catcher hitting 150.
Yeah, we also have more from AJ Hinch.
What did Hinch have to say?
On the Tigers post-game player meeting.
Or is he in the ping pong tournament?
I don't think so. I think it's great. Anytime
Eric
players,
Haas was busy.
Anytime players can bounce things off of themselves, it's a good thing. When I came in after the media yesterday, they were already together and talking things thorough, and
What were they talking through? All their one-pitch at-bats?
Yeah, he said he's proud of them. I think yesterday was a low point for a lot of people, including myself. So I think building on that, just try to be good today.
Can I just offer you something? And I try not to do this because we need to let it play out, but do you think Hinch is just knows I'm leaving?
Yeah.
Like, I'll be a good soldier here. I got to make sure I don't burn any bridges because I got to get another gig. So, yeah, literally every time we hear AJ. Everything is
awesome. Yeah, yes. He's the kid who knows high school's over in 3 weeks, don't care about anything in this class. He's the guy or girl who knows this relationship's over. Hey, you want to plan a trip for next year? Sure.
I mean, honestly, where you want to go? Like, and you know what? Hey, I get it. I get it. I know what I'm about to say. I know it doesn't work. You only get one or two of these in your timeline as a manager. But yeah, I'd rather have AJ Hinch throw a garbage can in the clubhouse and just be like, this is not acceptable. What you did today is not acceptable. And I get it. I know the modern athlete. You can't do the Leland rage more than maybe once. But no, it's not fine. And I'm not proud. I'm not proud of one pitch at bats from 4A players. I'm not proud of the worst offense since 1947. And I don't know what it is. Well, what were the players bouncing off of each other? Rieger's walked in. Join us.
It's well, can baseball. I give you a stat as he joins us?
Yeah, if he puts on a headset.
Yeah,
let me give you a stat. You ever do radio before? I mean, what is it with this guy? Go ahead, David.
Because you're talking about the offense and what they do at the plate, and they've played 62 games thus far this season. 32 of those games, they've scored two runs or less. So they're not even trying. They're going out there, and it's there's no effort.
And you know the other problem I have, because one thing Hinch can control. Look, man. A lot of things happen in life that aren't fair. Okay, somebody went to work today. They're a good worker, a good producer, but they're the wrong line item on the P&L, and they lost their job. Like, I'm not telling you Scott Coolball is or isn't good, but the bottom line is with this offense, sometimes you're collateral damage. Like, how is Scott Coolball not fired? I don't know, the guy from a hole in the wall, and I'm not trying to be rude. But I'll be damned, this team's got an OPS that a dead guy could accomplish. It's July. Rieger, yes.
I just wanted to say I'm proud of you guys. I'm so proud of everybody. I mean, you get your ass kicked 13-0. Can we, like, you're right about Avila. You're right about Chris. But let's add AJ to the list.
I just
everybody's giving this man a free pass. Oh, hey, it's what we can do to win today. And then he has the audacity. Yeah, I'm really proud of my guys. You know, I went out there.
Proud of my guys. They mailed it in yesterday.
Yeah. He doesn't talk about that. didn't say anything about that in the press availability, but they got together and they talked through their issues, their millionaire issues, and he's proud of them for that. I am sick of A.J. Hinch and the free pass that this man gets. Everybody talks about him like he's Tommy Lasorda.
He's a very good manager.
Oh, please.
Hold on. Rieger, see, this is where you go a little too far. Wait a minute.
Maybe.
Can you name five managers better than him?
Maybe. I don't care. Manager in baseball. Whoop-dee-doo.
No, like, Rieger, like, honestly, but no. Some of it, you have to look at what he has.
Okay, you know what he did? He took 4 months of baseball that was very impressive last year, right? And they had played 4 months of winning baseball. And everybody went crazy and goo-goo eyes because we haven't seen winning baseball in such a long time. But when you actually sit back and think about it, look at that offense that he puts out there. How many changes has he made? How many closed-door meetings has he had? How many times is one time? Has he got upset about anything?
Yeah, but Rieger, it's not like he went and said, I need this player here. We saw what player he wanted here, and they went in lowball.
And that's fine. You're still skippering a god-awful offense.
Hold on, guys. You know, Rico brings up a great point here. If you signed Correa, do you know who's running that team meeting? Carlos Correa.
Carlos is.
Okay? Right. Do you know who's talking to the media? Here's a hint. It's not Eric Haas, and it's not Tucker Barnhart. It's Carlos Correa. And proof is he's already done those things.
He did
it in Houston. He's doing currently it in Minnesota. So my point is, look, I want changes too. But like Rieger, it's to a point. I don't know what age. Look, right now they got to send Torkelson down. Okay, there's one change. I have no idea who's playing for him.
I mean, AJ has something to do with that, don't you?
Okay, he needs to do that. They got a DFA Grossman. Bring up Riley Green. But beyond it, what can you really do? Al is handed this. This is a terrible team.
Okay, so you might not put any stock in this at all, but I kind of do a little bit. Joel Zamaya has been on an Instagram rant, okay? And he made the point.
Guys haven't played ball in 15 years.
I get it, but he made the point that when crap went bad, players don't do this. Leland used to march through that clubhouse and just tear people apart.
Okay, so I just said it before you walked in.
AJ doesn't do any of that stuff.
Here's the one thing I said. The athletes have changed. And I know you only get to do that once, you know, maybe twice as a manager.
Sure.
But I said it. I would much rather AJ go in there and throw a garbage can than to hear there's a ping pong tournament.
But also.
You can't hit on a garbage
can. Rieger, when you manage people.
I didn't mean the garbage. Come on, I didn't mean it.
I know.
Rieger, when you manage people, sometimes you got to know the people that you manage.
Yeah, but.
And you got to know what motivates them. And you got to know, you know what? I can talk to Mike and I can fire Mike up. I could talk to you, no matter what I say, you're not going to do anything, so why waste my time?
And I understand what you're saying, but I think we're giving him a free pass for two reasons. Number one, obviously Avila and Ilitch are the biggest culprits here, right? And number two, you allowed last year to form your opinion about what a god this man is. And
okay, guilty. Next.
Yeah, well, there you go.
My point is of the three, of Hinch, Avila, and Chris,
yes, he's not the issue.
He is by far and away the least of my problems.
But I will tell you,
I don't like the reaction to not only 13-0, but getting swept out by the B squad. That was a very loose effort yesterday by this team. No, I don't like the ping pong tournament and all that stuff. I don't. And maybe I'm old school. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'd be fired as a manager for lighting up a team. But I look at this. There's not enough of a pride factor from these guys. Because I look at these guys, they should all be fighting for the right to stay here versus living in the hell of Toledo.
Last time I checked, I'm always told you play in pretty much the mold of your manager. I think a lot of that has to do with him. I'm just saying, you know, it's gotten so
bad. So can you
bad.
Answer my question?
Yeah, well, what's your question?
And you heard the presentation I gave. If all of the things I listed haven't moved Chris to make a move, what will?
Unless he is decided he's going to fire Al and just trying to, cross the T's and dot the I's, I have no idea. Like, it can't get any worse.
Can you imagine when he runs this draft and drafts another high school pitcher?
Yep. Nope. What's the crowds going to be like this weekend? You got Texas in town, Father's Day, Cecil Field, their big daddy's coming back. You got to believe there'll be some butts in the
seats. That is the problem because, again, and people can do whatever they want to do, but by going and banging out those $14 beers, you're telling Chris it's okay.
But no, but they know we got theme night. We're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing that. So come on down.
Only game in town. Rico's right. People want to go down, have a beer, enjoy the sun.
I mean, next weekend they're going to have the whole Negro League thing. So come on down.
Well, good. They can celebrate. They're the worst offense. The Negro League's folded.
Okay.
It could be an entire celebration. You know what? Dig up the body of Josh Gibson. Play him at catcher. He could probably out-hit Barnhart. Can somebody dig up Satchel Paige?
Who do you think's winning the ping pong tournament?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.